Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Madasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. Adam and Eve were tempted in the Garden of Eden, and we know the rest of the story. God gave them an environment filled with riches. They simply had to do things His way. But the serpent urged them to set their own standards and make their own decisions. If they did, he said they would become like God. But what about your story? You and I are not in the Garden of Eden, but we are in the world that was created by the same God, and we share the same genetic makeup as Adam and Eve. Hence the question, how do you respond to the tricks and tactics of this world pertaining to its standards and systems? Satan's agenda hasn't changed since, but to steal, kill, and destroy. In reality, we are faced with many opportunities to evaluate our priorities and standards every single hour. We are at crossroads where decisions need to be made, determining what to believe. When tempted to believe a lie, do you take courage and correct from God's word to stand for the truth? All too often, voices in the world urge us to follow the same logic crafted by the serpent, to either ignore or reinterpret God's word and go our own way. There is a false ideology that floats around that to be free and fulfilled, we must go our own way. That's a deception from the adversary. Beware of the temptation to put yourself in the driver's seat. Even worse, allow the devil to drive. Today, remember that you have the opportunity to decide what direction you will take. To whom will you listen? Remember that God has promised blessings beyond anything you can imagine. But receiving those blessings require that you listen to His voice through His word and do things His way. Make the right choice. The Bible says in John chapter 8 verse 32, "You will know the truth and the truth will set you free." Remember, my friends, truth is as old as God. Therefore, believe and behold. Shall we pray? God, who was, who is, and who is to come, we bow before your throne in awe of you. Nothing can be compared to your greatness and goodness. Your compassions fail not. Help us, Spirit of God, to be joyous, righteous, and victorious in Christ's name. We pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.